So if I'm a chief information officer sitting in the US or Europe, mm-hmm. I've probably already started working with partners in Asia. Why would I start to explore Brazil? What would be the primary reason or the number one attraction?
Well, so let's go back a little bit. You know, we have all this IT competence, which is unquestionable, and we have about 1.7 million people working in the IT industry. It guarantees you that there will be a pool of talent for you to draw upon. In addition, the universities are forming 100,000 people a year, schools, universities, institutions, so on and so forth. So you have a reasonable pool of talent for you to draw upon. Now, why would I look into Brazil? For a number of reasons. One and foremost is the capabilities of the country. I mean, if you are trying to do something for a bank, I mean, why would you go elsewhere if you have in Brazil the most advanced use of IT for financial institutions? This is one. Then the second one is the question of natural geographical location. Brazil is in the middle between Europe and the United States, 2-3 hours time zone difference. And the concept that you can do work during the day and outsource during the night, this has proven wrong. People want to communicate, to interact. So from that point of view, from time zone point of view, Brazil is very, very interesting. Communications are, you have 250 weekly flights between Brazil and major cities in U.S. and in Europe. So it's easy to commute. It's 11 hours between São Paulo and London, 9 hours between São Paulo and New York, and practically in the same time zone. Okay, now, let's go to other things. I mean, if you were a prudent CIO, you wouldn't put all the eggs in the same basket. I mean, nodding against that, using Asia intensively, but you wouldn't put all the eggs in the basket because you have a number of problems, and especially in that region that is isolated by many, many wars. Currently, there are guerrillas all over the place in Southeast Asia. There is a war in Afghanistan. There is a war in Iraq. There is the relationship between Pakistan and India, and so on. And you have the conflict between Israel and Palestine. So it's a region very complex, and you have all the considerations of terrorism and things like that. But the next advantage is the following. I mean, offshore outsourcing is going to increase because IT utilization is going to increase in areas that we are not currently pursuing, like using of IT for health or for education or for banking, for non-banking populations that are coming up in the economical scale, like people in India or in China or even in Brazil and so on and so forth. And the economically able population of the Western world is shrinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, the United States shrinking, England is shrinking, Germany is shrinking, Japan is shrinking, the whole of Europe is shrinking. So where are you going to go for manpower? You have to look into other areas. Latin America is a natural. And so for all of those reasons, I think if I were a CIO, I would be looking into other opportunities.